Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. We've got a market that seems, well, a bit mixed, doesn't it?
That's a good way to put it. The sentiment is, I'd say, cautiously bullish. We saw about 190 names on the buy side versus 150 selling. Key indicators like the T2108 are bullish, and the primary indicator is also flashing green. Even the 20% weekly is bullish, but with a strong note of caution.
Caution, indeed. It felt like NVIDIA was supposed to be the star of the show after those blockbuster earnings and guidance, but then, wham, tariff rulings and some less-than-stellar economic data stole the spotlight.
Absolutely. NVIDIA did its part, closing up over 3%, a real powerhouse. But yes, the U.S. Court of International Trade threw a wrench in the works, ruling against the president's authority on reciprocal tariffs. The White House immediately appealed, and late in the day, the appeals court actually granted a temporary reinstatement. So, those tariffs? They're back on, for now.
So, the 10% global, 30% on China, and 25% on Canada/Mexico tariffs are all still in play. The administration has until June 9th to respond. Talk about injecting uncertainty. It really kept a lid on aggressive buying or selling, didn't it?
It certainly did. And that uncertainty was compounded by the economic data. The second estimate for Q1 GDP showed personal spending revised downwards. Then you had jobless claims, with continuing claims hitting their highest level since November 2021. And to top it off, a 6.3% slide in April's pending home sales. Not exactly confidence-inspiring numbers.
Got it. So this collection of reports really flipped the Treasury market, right? I saw the 10-year yield hit 4.53% and the 30-year at 5.03% overnight. Partly on deficit worries?
Precisely. But then, with those growth concerns kicking in, we saw a reversal. The 10-year settled around 4.43%, and the 30-year backed off to 4.93%. A strong $44 billion 7-year note auction also helped calm things there. The U.S. dollar index, after being up, actually finished down 0.5% to 99.39.
Interesting. But the lower yields didn't exactly light a fire under stock prices because, as you said, growth concerns were the driver. We saw that with Best Buy cutting its guidance and even Salesforce, a Dow component, showing a slowdown in growth for some cloud segments.
True, those were definite headwinds. Salesforce beat estimates, but that deceleration was noted. Still, let's not forget NVIDIA. The AI optimism from their report provided some serious underlying support. The S&P 500 dipped to 5,873 at its worst. But buyers stepped in, and it closed above that 5,900 level.
And breadth was actually pretty good, despite the modest gains. 10 of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were up, though none by more than 1%. Real estate led, but tech did the heavy lifting. Only communication services finished down. Advancers beat decliners pretty handily on both exchanges.
That's a positive sign. Year to date, though, the picture is mixed. S&P 500 up 0.5%, but NASDAQ down 0.7%, Dow down 0.8%, and the small caps like the Russell 2000 are still struggling, down 7%.
Okay, let's shift to some specific company news, especially on the earnings front. HP Inc. seemed to have a rough day.
Oof, yes. HPQ missed on EPS for the third time in 4 quarters and cut their full-year guidance pretty significantly. They're citing softening PC demand and, surprise, surprise, those tariff-related cost pressures. The stock took a more than 8% hit.
So the tariffs are really biting there. I saw their personal systems segment operating margin dropped by 1.5 percentage points.
Exactly. They're trying to counter by accelerating supply chain diversification, moving production to places like Vietnam, Thailand, and Mexico, and they've got a $1.9 billion annualized cost-saving program. They expect these measures to offset tariff costs by the fourth quarter of fiscal 26, but there are near-term risks.
It's not all bad news for HPQ, though, is it? I heard something about AI PCs and a Windows refresh cycle helping their commercial PC sales.
That's right. The personal system segment revenue was actually up 8% in constant currency, driven by a 9% jump in commercial PCs. They project AI-enabled PCs will be 25% of their portfolio by the end of fiscal 26. Printing, however, was down 3%, though margins there held up okay due to cost management.
So, a tough near-term for HPQ, but a longer-term strategy focused on AI and hybrid work. Any other earnings that caught your eye from the list? We had NVIDIA's strong beat, C3.ai also beat, Salesforce, as we mentioned, beat, but with that growth deceleration.
Agilent beat. Best Buy, as we noted, beat slightly, but lowered full-year guidance. Elf Beauty beat, but but isn't providing FY26 outlook due to tariff uncertainty, a common theme. On the other side, Foot Locker missed and Lie Auto missed on earnings and guided Q2 revenue below consensus.
It's a real mixed bag out there. All right, let's get tactical. What are you seeing in terms of continuation breakouts? Any stocks showing persistent strength?
Definitely. In the healthcare space, IMCR is looking very strong. We're seeing increasing volume and a clear ascending price channel. Support is around $34 to $34.50, with resistance near $35. I'm looking for an initial pullback, perhaps to $34.70, then a push towards $35.30, with a near-term target of $35.50, possibly extending to $36 if the momentum holds.
Okay, IMCR on the radar. What else in healthcare?
AKRO is another one. It's on an upward trajectory with both price and volume picking up. Key support levels are $47.70, $48, and $48.30. Resistance is at $48.80, then $49. I'm looking for a continuation from around $48.10 to test $48.75 and potentially $49. The target is $48.80. Maybe stretching to $49.25.
Solid. And I saw LZMH mentioned, though it had a mid-month dip. What's the story there?
LZMH has recovered from that dip and is showing signs of a potential bullish reversal. Support levels are wider here, $27, $28, and $30. Resistance is at $31.50, then $32.50. The idea is for it to stabilize above $30.50 and then aim to test $32, with a first target at $32.50 and a potential to reach $33.
Interesting. And FULC was on the general watch list for continuation, too. Now, how about anticipation setups? Stocks that are coiling or looking like they're ready to make a move?
Yes, for anticipation, let's look at the tech sector. SNPS, Synopsys, is showing promising upward momentum. It's had bullish price action recently with a volume surge. Key support is around $451.80, $449.12, and $445. Resistance levels are $456.58, $457.40, and $460. The prediction here is a push towards the $457 mark, and if volume supports, it could break $460. So targets are $456.50 and $460.
Got it. SNPS looking constructive. What about KLAC?
KLA Corp. KLAC is another tech name. Support levels are $768.68, $765, and $760. Resistance is at $776.17, then $780, and $785. We're expecting KLAC to aim for $776.17 in the short term, and potentially advance to $780 depending on buying interest. So primary objectives are $776 and then $780.
And Tesla, TSLA, was also flagged for potential gains?
That's right. Tesla is likely to continue gaining in the short term due to ongoing market interest and those positive price fluctuations we've been seeing. No specific levels on that one from the ANTS breakout report, but the sentiment is positive. Also, URBN Urban Outfitters was on the general watch list for an anticipation setup.
Good to know. Now, let's do some quick hits. Any notable analyst upgrades or downgrades that traders should be aware of?
Plenty of action there. On the upgrade side, NVIDIA picked up another buy rating. Veeva Systems, Salesforce, Elf Beauty, and nCino also saw positive analyst calls. HCA Healthcare and Tenet Healthcare got upgrades from a major firm, and Southwest Airlines was upgraded too.
And on the flip side, the downgrades?
Sentinel One, ticker S, got hit with multiple downgrades, which is significant. HPQ, as we discussed its earnings, also saw downgrades. Salesforce, interestingly, also received a downgrade from one firm to Sector Perform, even as others were upgrading. C3.A, I also saw some negative analyst revisions.
Salesforce getting love from some and a cool shoulder from others. Classic post-earnings divergence. So, wrapping all this up, what are the key trader takeaways heading into tomorrow? What should we be watching?
The main takeaway is to maintain a cautious stance. Favor names with strong earnings momentum and clear support levels. It's probably not the time to be chasing broad market rallies, especially with volume still on the lighter side and leadership a bit uncertain. definitely keep an eye on Treasury yields and the key economic data releases tomorrow.
Right. We have more Q1 GDP details, initial jobless claims, and that $44 billion 7-year note auction was today. But tomorrow we've got April personal income and spending, the PCE price index, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, plus the May Chicago PMI, and the final University of Michigan consumer sentiment. Lots of potential market movers.
Exactly. And speaking of broader market, for SPY, critical support is at $588.30. A break below that could trigger more downside. Resistance is at $590.66. Surpassing that could bring in renewed buying. For QQQ, support is $518.20. That recent swing low is essential. Resistance is $520.91. A cross above could affirm bullish sentiment.
And what about volatility? The VXX has been pretty quiet.
Yes, VXX shows minimal significant activity recently, with a slight decrease from earlier spikes. This implies a reduction in market-generated volatility, which generally aligns with stable or positive market sentiment. However, those small fluctuations without a clear downward trend might suggest the market is coiled and ready for a move, which could impact SPY and QQQ if volatility does pick up.
So cautious optimism, watch those key levels, and be ready for data-driven moves. Great insights as always. That's our prep for tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. And trade smart.